But first, the year is 1957, the 6th of January to be precise, which is why this tape or disc is showing signs of old age. But it's not the date so much as a particular number that bothers the fear-ridden creature that is Tony Hancock this week.
We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock's Alpha.
Today being the 13th programme in the present series of Hancock's Half Hour, we've passed the halfway mark, and so we thought...
Just a minute, Mr. Boyle. Did you say this is the 13th programme?
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's it, then. That's it, I'm not moving a muscle till I got me gear.
What gear?
My gear. Rabbit's foot, me Cornish bisky, four-leaf clover, me horseshoe, me alligator's tooth, me elephant ear bracelet, penny with two heads, me hollowed-out tiger's fang with the powdered rhinoceros horn, and me bottle of coloured sand from the Isle of Wight.
What do you want all that rubbish for?
Rubbish? Rubbish?
Yes.
They're my protection from evildoers and happenings. I wouldn't dream of doing programme number 13 if I was missing any one of them. We wouldn't get any further than the first line without something happening. So you can just put the cover over the microphone... Shove on half an hour of bells, matey. There will be no programme tonight.
But this is ridiculous. There are three or four dozen people all over the country tuned in waiting for the programme to begin.
They'll just have to wait till next week. I'm not risking bringing the wrath of the spirits down on my loaf for anybody. So you might just as well forget about it and pack up. Read last week's football results or something.
Oh, now, really, Hancock, this is all very childish and primitive. This is 1957.
Ah, now. Yes. 1957, you see, that's another omen. What do those figures add up to? 5 and 7, 12, and 1 makes 13. I'm sorry, not this lad. All go home. That's it. Good night. Clear out. Out to the pubs. Thank you. Clear the all. Good night. Leave quietly, no panic. Good luck.
What about the 9?
That doesn't come into it. You never count the second figure. I can see you know nothing about folklore. Ah, the hermits down in Cornwall gave us their warning when they said, never count the second figure, when out the 4 it is the bigger. And when the moon is in the quarter... Don't do nothing that you didn't utter. If that's good enough for John Pertwee, it's good enough for me.
I may remind you, there's also a very old BBC saying you ought to consider. If the show does not go out, the artist contracts up the spout.
That is not in my almanac. I'm sorry, I can't recognise any saying that's not listed in the Witchcraft and Allied Workers Manual. Look, put yourself in my place, old man. I daren't do it. Not the 13th programme. Not without me protective charms. Apart from the fact that I haven't got a lump of coal to spit on and throw over me left shoulder. Seeing as how you're the first dark man whose shadow has fallen across me boots this year. Bearing in mind that a cross-eyed cat ran in front of me bike this morning. And I had to walk under a ladder to avoid being knocked down by an albino chimney sweep. Who's the seventh son of a seventh daughter whose great-grandfather was a clockmaker in the Black Forest.
What's that got to do with it?
What's that got to do with it? Only that the day he was born, a crow was seen hovering over his cottage, that's all. No. It's too risky. I can't chance it. It's asking for trouble.
So you're not going to do the 13th programme?
I'm sorry, I cannot. Not until I get a good omen.
What are you going to do, then?
I'm going home to bed and put a cage round me. It's the safest thing to do. I'll be back for programme number 14, but not 13. I am not touching it. Good night.
Oh, well. The BBC regret that, owing to circumstances beyond their control, Hancock's Half Hour will not be broadcast this week. The next part of the programme will follow in approximately 26 minutes. Thank you.
Come on, Tubb, get out of bed.
No, nope, not till tomorrow. Not safe.
But the show, it's not just you. We're all losing money.
I can't help that. With the signs as they are, it'd be madness even to stick me big toe outside the blanket.
Don't be so selfish. Get up and do the show. I need the money. I've got commitments, expenses.
You can manage without your money for 1 week.
I can't either. I'm broke. I'm even paying my installments on the installment plan. You know, I'm so far behind with my health stamps, I can't afford to drop dead till I'm 175. Be reasonable, Tubb.
I am not doing program number 13. Now, shut up. Get that stick of chalk out of the vase.
What for?
Draw a circle around me bed. Then get a dead frog and put it inside the circle facing due north. That is all we mortals can do. From then on, we must just wait.
Oh, stop it, stop it. You'll get me at it in a minute. This room gives me the creeps. Blinds drawn, joss stick smoldering in a corner, your bed out in the middle of the floor with a circle drawn round it. No, Tubbets, it's not right.
Light some candles. I want one at each corner of my bed. They don't like naked flames.
Who don't?
They don't. Because they're after me.
Who are?
The little people.
Oh, Arthur Askey's found out about you pinching his jokes.
No, he hasn't. Madam. You don't realize I come from a very superstitious part of the world. Birmingham. Can't take chances when the omens are against you.
I'm getting out of here.
Sprinkle some salt on the floor by the bottom of the door. They're not getting me without a fight. Pass me songbook as you go out. I think I'll have to stay awake all night chanting. Just to be on the safe side.
Can I get you anything? A unicorn or a one-horned goat or something?
Don't be ridiculous, one-horned goat. You'd take me for an idiot. Nobody asked you lot. Speaking of my friend here. You think I'm gullible or something? One-horned goat? You never use goats when there's an hour in the month. Be gone with you. Seal up the door and leave me. I must face this alone.
Ah, you great fat lazy rat bag.
Let's have a look at me charts. Where are they? Ah, chapter 4. Charts connected with number 13. Oh, dear. If the rooster crows 4 times at dawn, unless you're lucky, you'll probably go. Don't think I'll see program number 14. I don't know about anything else.
What are we going to do with him, Grizzly? He won't budge. He just lays there chanting and throwing salt all around the room. You think he's going off his chump?
I expect so. He's always been that way inclined, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he's never gone for the mystic signs and omens before. This is new.
Oh, didn't you know he joined the new Mystic Society?
No.
Oh, yes, it was advertised in the tobacconist's window, the East Cheam Mystics.
East Cheam Misfits, yes, but what's all this mystic stuff?
Well, they dabble in the occult and the stars and witchcraft. It must be well organized. It cost him 25 guineas to join.
25 guineas? Sounds like a racket to me.
He doesn't think so. He's very impressed with it.
Who else is in this society?
Oh, no one knows who their fellow mystics are. They all wear hoods at the meetings. Mr. Hancock wears his duffel coat back to front.
Where do we meet him?
Every month when there's a full moon, under the oak tree in the Priory Ruins.
How can he be taken in by all this stuff?
Oh, well, you know, he's very imaginative. And his life has been empty since he gave up the chairmanship of the George Liberace fan club.
Well, he's got a snap out of it. He just can't walk out on the show because it happens to be number 13.
Well, it's going to be very difficult. He really believes in it. But, well, I'll go up to his room and see what I can do.
Toadstools and bat's blood. Aged in the wood. Drunk at midnight. Does you good. That's a good one. Bloke must do the jingles for commercial television. The signs at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of... No, wait a minute. That's not...
Who is it? It's the little people. You've come to get me? Stay out, you can't come in. There's salt on the floor. I've got a chalk mark round the bed. You can't come in, not the little people.
Good evening.
The little people that... The little people? What do you want?
I gave strict orders not to be disturbed.
Oh, don't be so idiotic. Get out of bed and go to the studios.
Never.
Do you think I'm going to risk life and limb for a few paltry shillings? I've consulted my charts and they say stay in bed. Look, I'll prove it to you. Here's the chart. The signs of the zodiac all round it. Find one of your omens. Place arrow opposite. Here we are. Albino chimney sweep. Set the arrow opposite the date. Move the wheel round. And there we are, in the little cutout slot. Stay in bed. You can't have it much plainer than that.
You can buy those charts anywhere. It's a lot of twaddle.
It is not. It has been proved.
Look at old Jimmy Locksmith.
He disap...
Oh, I suppose you could come.
He disobeyed the signs, and what happened to him?
Well, what happened to him?
Well, nothing. He was lucky, but... I'm not taking any chances.
So the rest of your life's going to be governed by omens and stars?
Implicitly. I'm not a fully paid-up member of the Mystic Knights of East Cheam for nothing. And I'm not falling by the wayside like Harry Perkins did. Oh, that poor wretch. I walked under a ladder and crossed his knife and fork on the plate when he'd finished his dinner. Tragic it was, he died the very next day.
How old was he?
97. But it's not happening to me, my girl. Stay in bed, the chart says, and staying in bed I am.
So nothing will persuade you to get up and fulfill your commitments?
Nothing. Except, of course, a personal visit from the head druid.
What?
The head druid. He's the leader of our sect. He's the only one who's got the power to cancel out the omens.
How much does all this cost? You do have to pay, of course.
Oh, naturally. Well, let's see now. Cancelling out omens, that's 30 guineas. Lifting curses, 50 guineas. Transferring curses to people you don't like, 100. I've taken a few of those out, I might add. I've got wax effigies on the sideboard of all the comics in the country.
It must cost you a fortune belonging to this society.
I can't give you anything but love, baby.
Stop whistling! You've done it now, haven't you? You've done it. Whistling on a Tuesday when the year ends in 7. You fool, bring the cat up here and make him walk in the room backwards. It's our only hope.
I was only bringing up a telegram that just arrived.
What does it say?
Well, it says, if you don't do show number 13, the BBC, you're going to cancel the rest of the series and sue you for breach of contract.
But I can't. Not 13. Me hair will fall out. It says so in the book.
I think you'd better have a word with your head druid.
Yes. Yes, you're right. It's the only way. But how am I going to get down there? I daren't set foot outside the room. Anything can happen.
Why don't you put a false beard on? Then if the little people see you, they won't recognize you.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea. All I can hope is now that the head druid doesn't get angry. Otherwise, he'll see that Sagittarius gives me a right bashing this year. Good evening.
Yes.
I'm sub-druid number 476.
476. Where are we? Oh, yes. Brother Hancock.
That's right.
What can we do for you?
I wish to have an audience with the head druid.
Got your 5 guineas with you?
Yes, here we are.
Ta. I'll just see if he's in. Wait here. Sid, there's another mug outside.
Which of me clubs does he belong to? The Lonely Arts Club? Mystic Society or the drama classes?
He's one of your mystic knights.
Oh, blimey, I'll have to get all dressed up again. Hey, give me my hood and turn the lights out. Which one is it?
Sub-druid Hancock.
Hancock? Is he still only a sub-druid? Mm. You're letting the business go to rack and ruin, Fred. I told you to make him a grand knight last week. We could have got another 100 nicker off him. We've got it all bundled up and ready.
I'm sorry, Sid, I forgot.
Well, then we got to look after him. He's the biggest mug we've got in the Mystic Society. Here am I trying hard to build up this side of the business, and you let me down. Well, don't stand here. Show him in. Here, wait a minute. Hang up the luminous trumpets, get the charts out, and shove the music on. And give me that seashell to give me voice a bit of an echo.
Right.
Is my hood on straight?
Yeah.
All right, send him in. And oil the cash register. Right.
Brother Hancock?
Yes?
He's in a trance, but he says to go in.
Oh, right. Thank you very much.
The secret domain of the Head Druid.
It is I, O Head Druid. Brother Hancock, Sub-Druid 476 Chimbra.
Sit down, Brother Hancock. I won't keep you long. I'm just in contact with the little people.
Oh, give them my best respect.
Are you there, little people? Eh? Call back in 10 minutes. Right. Ta-da.
Now then, what can I do for you?
Well, this week is number 13 of my radio series, but as the book said, don't touch anything connected with 13, I refuse to do it.
Very wise.
I checked up on the charts I bought off you, and they said stay in bed all day.
Then what are you doing round here? Don't you believe the books and the charts?
Oh, yes, yes, of course, but I had to come. I had to see you. I'm in dead trouble.
What's the matter? You run out of frogs? I got a new lot in today, 10 bob each.
No. I got plenty of frogs. I got a bath full at home. Gave old Bill quite a turn when he came home after every night last week.
Tell me then, what wantest thou?
Wasn't that beautifully done?
What?
You went off for a minute then. No, it's the BBC. They say if I don't do show number 13, they're going to sue me.
So?
Oh, I was hoping that you and the little people might sort something out between you. Make 13 a good number, just for once, you know.
No, I can't do that. You can't go against centuries of tradition. 13's always been unlucky. We can't alter the charts for individual cases.
What a pity, because if I don't get paid each week, I won't be able to afford me contributions to the Mystic Circle.
Wait a minute.
There's something coming through from the little people. I think it's a new ruling just coming through. I'll have to go into a quick trance. Excuse me a minute. Here it comes. Number 13 means retribution, except when members can't keep up their contribution.
It doesn't scan very well, does it?
No, it's a brand new law, only just come through. They'll improve the wording as the years pass by. But that's the gist of it.
Then it's all right, then. I can do it.
Now, wait a minute. Let's have a think. It hasn't cost you anything yet. Now, let me see. Oh, yes, of course. Well, we'll have to have a special ceremony.
Why?
Well, you just can't go around altering charts like that. I mean, as recognition of our gratitude as the little people have climbed down over this, we've got to show our appreciation. Have a ceremony.
That's 20 guineas a time at the Priory, isn't it?
Normally, yes, but... Well, I reckon this will mean a full turnout at Stonehenge, this will.
That'll be expensive, won't it?
Well, yes, the old lodge will have to go down there. Wait a minute, there's the props and the transport. And we'll have to book a druid special from Waterloo.
How much do you reckon, then?
Well, if you want to do it proper with photographs and a booze up after, I reckon about 500.
That's a bit hefty, isn't it? I can only scrape together 100.
All right, then. We'll see what we can do for 100. We'll have to cut down on the members. Just invite the officials.
All right, then. When do we leave?
Well, I know for a fact the little people are desperately short of loot. I think we ought to go down tonight. Now, there's a workman's from Waterloo in about half an hour. You get the tickets. We'll meet you at the barrier. Bring your robes and the 2 sacrificial bottles of scotch. Well, you know, it gets a bit nippy down here this time of the year.
Right. I'll see you at Waterloo. Oh, by the way, can I have 1/2 pound of toast tools? I'm getting a bit short.
Yeah, all right, and collect them off the Isle Armour on your way out. See ya. Fred?
Yeah?
Get the lads out of the snooker hall. We've got a rush job down at Stonehenge tonight. Bring the oods and any mistletoe they got left over from Christmas.
Right.
Fancy dragging us down to Stonehenge on a night like this.
It's your own fault. You insisted on coming. Might tell you I'm taking a terrible risk letting outsiders watch one of our ceremonies. You pretend you're not with me. They find out there's no knowing what might happen. Only once tore us the bull to get a bit empty and we're right up the creek.
Well, I certainly don't want anybody thinking I'm with you. It's very embarrassing you sitting there with your duffel coat back to front. Everybody's looking at us.
I know. I'm not blind. I can see through the slits in my hood. I can't help it. It's one of the rules.
I thought you said all the other mystics were going to be here.
They are. They're in the bar.
You realize that all this is a take on, don't you?
You skeptics are all the same. Anything that is beyond the comprehension of your little minds, you scoff at. You wait till you see the ceremony. You'll be so impressed you'll go home tonight and have a ring of toadstools around your bed before the door's shut.
Salisbury Plain! Salisbury Plain! For all those who are fools enough to get out in a night like this.
Well.
He's got into the spirit of things, hasn't he? I like the owl perching on his shoulders. Come on, hurry up. We've got a 10-mile walk across the plain. We're meeting the rest of the lads on Stonehenge.
How are the rest of the mystics getting there? Broomstick?
Don't be funny. They had a taxi waiting for them. Well, they had to get there first to get the place ready. I mean, it hasn't been lived in for a few thousand years. Come on, step it out. It's got to be over by dawn. Hear that? Owl hoot and a thunderstorm. Two very good omens.
So this is Stonehenge.
Eerie, eh?
Yeah. Looks like inner sanctum on carnival night.
You better wait here. Don't let anybody see you.
Hello. What's this? So, strangers.
Oh. You frightened the life out of me standing against the moon in that sheet. You giving us a window test or something?
Yeah, who are these people?
Oh, yes, they're friends of mine.
Yes, we're prospective members.
I'm sorry, ladies' night Wednesdays.
Yeah, but you see, we're
you can't come in. We'll have to wait till the ceremony's finished. This way, Brother Hancock. The Edge Druid is waiting in the center of the circle.
Greetings, Brother Hancock. Are you ready?
Yes, oh, I, Druid. Oh, yes, I. I've brought me robes, me rabbit's foot, me clover, me mistletoe, me pack of cards.
What for?
I thought we might have a little game on the way back.
Have you brought the money with you?
Yes, here you are, £100.
Oh, done. Trust you to bring it in pennies. Why couldn't you get it changed?
I did. They used to be in eighties.
All right. Put it on the sacrificial stone. That's it. Good night.
Wait a minute. What about the ceremony?
Eh? Oh, yes, of course. Hey, look. You lay down on that stone, we tie you up, you close your eyes, and then you count up to 1,000 slowly. When you're finished, the money will be gone, and you'll be a free man. Right. Oh, well, I better warn you. This is a very eerie place, and you're liable to imagine things.
Oh? What sort of things?
Oh, sounds, mainly. Quite common around here. You might think that you hear the scampering boots of the ancient druids as they run away from the Romans, and the slam of the ancient chariot doors. And the noise as it drives off into the night. But don't worry about them. Everybody hears them. And don't stop counting or cry out whatever you do.
Why?
Well, you're liable to hear the boots of the ancient druid scampering back, followed by a sharp pain on the back of your head.
Oh. Right. Well, I'll start counting now.
Good. And remember, don't bother about the noises.
Don't bother about the noises. One, two, three, four. Five, six, seven, eight. Nine, ten.
11. 12. 12A. 14. 15. Sixteen, 17, 18, 19, 20, key of the door, two little ducks. 23, 24,
good evening.
25, 26, 27.
No, come messing about.
28, 29.
30, 31.
I know. 30, 31, 32.
What's the matter? Can't you get to sleep?
Up it. 33, 34, 35.
You'd drop off much quicker if you imagine they're jumping over backwards.
I'm not trying to get to sleep. 36, 37, 38, 39, 40.
Well, that's how fingers and toes finish. What are you going to do now?
I can count without fingers and toes. 40.
Oh.
Why don't you go away?
You can't lay here on the sacrificial stone all night.
Why don't you mind your own business? Who are you?
I'm the Stonehenge police force.
I didn't know there was a Stonehenge police force.
Oh, yes. It's our job to see the stones are kept safe.
What do you mean, safe? There's nothing could happen to these.
No, there might be if we didn't take them home every night.
Take them home?
Yes, on me bike. Then I bring them back. See? I say, I bring them back in the morning and we set them up again before the sightseers arrive.
All on your own?
Well, there was two of us, me and Superintendent Spooner.
Where's he?
He's under here somewhere. One of the stones fell on him.
Oh, charming, charming. Have you reported it?
No, he knows.
Of course he does. How silly of me. Well, it's been very nice. I've enjoyed our little chat. Now, do you mind leaving?
41, 42.
Yeah, what are you doing here anyway?
Look. I'm sworn to secrecy. But I can tell you this much. I'm a sub-druid from East Qin. Waiting for the little people to come and take my money away.
I think I'd better get a couple of big people to come and take you away.
No, straight up. The head druid fixed it all up. He's been in contact with him.
No, stop it. You're as daft as I am. I think you'd better come along with me.
No, get off, sir. Get your hand off my rose. Mind my mistletoe.
He's no good waving at me. I'm not going to kiss you. Come on.
No, 41. 42.
Come
you
on,
might.
I don't want to break
I know you will do this. I'm not having this.
I've got to do
this. I don't care about that.
Good morning. I've come to bail out Tony Hancock. Where is he?
Over there. Cell number 13.
Don't come near me without a bag of rice. Don't look me straight in the eye unless it's Thursday, in which case you have to back him.
I'll leave him there. He's better off where he is.
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program which was recorded was produced by Dennis Mayne Wilson.